Hello, everyone. Well, perhaps it's a good thing I am leaving this place in a few days. I'm going to show you something that I have to put up with at all hours, and it's, if you'll pardon the expression, effing obnoxious. It's starting to really wear on my nerves, so I think it's a good thing that I'm going to be gone. Because I'm getting to the point where I would like to go and give these people a piece of my mind. And that's not like me, believe me. I know occasionally I will rant about something, but I am not usually the kind of person that would actually have the temerity to go out and address someone angrily and give that person a piece of my mind. Generally, I try to avoid confrontation wherever possible. But I will show you what's got my knickers in a knot, and perhaps you'll understand. That's the squeaky bathroom door. Yes, I was starting this in the bathroom, so I'd actually have some peace and quiet. That's how bad it is. Hopefully this is actually recordable and it's picking up on the Olympus. Yes, I think it's going to pick up just fine. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound of some people congregating directly outside my window, and both my windows overlook the same area. So, no matter what I do, I can't shut them out. My mother has actually seen them sitting right outside my window in plastic lawn chairs. And she says it's a really bad place for them to sit because if there's a fire, that window is my fire escape and I wouldn't be able to get out because they're blocking the route. Now, of course, everybody has a right to be able to sit out and enjoy the fresh air. I don't dispute that whatsoever. But one can do it in a way that doesn't ruin the enjoyment for others. No matter where I go in my flat, except in the bathroom, I can hear these people. I was trying to take a nap earlier, and of course they completely ruined that. So that's why I'm recording this for posterity. Just so you'll know that I have very obnoxious neighbors. And like, they've been out there at 1 or 2 o'clock at night too. It's not just in the afternoons. And I've let it go. I talked to my landlord once, and I think he mentioned it to them and then never said anything again. And then I thought, well, I'm going to be moving sometime anyway. I might as well just leave it be. But boy, howdy. Today, I don't know, maybe I just am not taking things very well at the moment because of the stress that I'm undergoing, but today I really felt like going out there and telling them to piss off. What I did think to myself, very uncharitably, I might add, was, gee, I hope it rains on them really hard all of a sudden so they're caught unawares. I know, that wasn't very nice. I'm sorry. I'm so sick and tired of this, so... I just have to think to myself, well, only 3 more days of this and then I'm gonzo. And hopefully, in my new building, I won't have this problem. The new landlord has assured me that my neighbor directly across the vestibule from me is very nice. And I have no reason not to think so. And certainly, it's been my experience from having gone there for social teas and such that the people I've met so far are very lovely and inoffensive. Anyway, I'm sorry. I shall take my bad self elsewhere now. And hope you folks will forgive me for being a bit... less than kindly at the moment. Righto, bye for now.